up? You're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, hilarious stand-up comedian Nikki Glaser. Welcome back, Nikki. How are you?
I am so good because I'm meeting you. This is like my Saved by the Bell cast bingo card of meeting the favorite people from my childhood and on. It's just I keep accruing new friends. So I just have a couple people left to meet. I've met Dustin. I've met Mark. I've met Tiffany. I need Lark. I need Jesse.
Elizabeth,
and I need Mr. Belding's brother, Rod.
Wow. Wow.
And then I'll be done.
Does he have a brother? I didn't even know that.
There's an episode where he has a brother that takes you guys on like a trip. And there's only one picture on Google Images of Mr. Belding's brother, Rod, who disappointed you all by bailing at the last second. But he looks exactly like me in a way that is
weird.
Insulting to me, but also uncanny. And I need everyone who's listening to Google Rod Belding, Saved by the Bell. There's only one image, and it's me, Nikki Glaser.
I'm going to Google that, and somehow I'm going to incorporate it into the upcoming season. Hopefully, you'll check out the new reimagining that's happening right now at Peacock.
I can't wait. as a huge fan, I'm so excited about all the renaissance that's happened, and truly becoming a celebrity and becoming someone that was able to even, like, becoming a comedian, it was the quickest route I could find to becoming a celebrity and meeting all of these people I grew up watching. So my dreams are coming true through Zoom, but it's truly an honor to meet you and to be able to have a conversation with you.
You're so sweet. Well, it's very nice to meet you as well. And thank you. I really appreciate it. Congrats on the new gig, by the way. You're hosting the unscripted ceremony for the MTV Movie and TV Awards. First one ever. So what's the dress code for this event?
That I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty loose. I mean, I think I might wear a tie-dye sweatshirt like Jason Sudeikis did at the Golden Globes. I liked that look. I think the award shows have been broken, if we haven't noticed. There's no rules anymore.
Yeah.
And I love it. I think COVID led us to reinvent what the award show is. And the MTV TV and Movie Reality Awards, which is the first one ever, a new award show that I am hosting on the 17th, is going to be just celebrating all things reality, which, you know, it's kind of a joke. Everyone's like, oh, reality shows, who cares? They're like kind of the laughing stock of media. But I disagree. They're all my favorite things to watch. I'm obsessed with reality shows, and people always go, reality's fake. And I just want to say to those people, are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure the scripted thing you watch where an actor who's not the person they're playing and who's memorizing lines that a writer wrote for them, that's the fakest thing I've ever heard. So reality, although the situations are fake and the pods and the relationships, you know, the setting is fake. I find that reality TV is so fun to watch and fascinating. And I recently pitched my own reality show that I'm waiting to hear back on. I want to get involved.
Well,
I love it.
Good luck with that. I agree with you. It is now a major portion of content on TV, and they segregate a lot of money towards that. And every time I walk by a TV at my house, there's a Real Housewife on, or there's it's a constant presence.
The gamut of like trashy to like, you know, docu series that actually teach you something. I mean, people love documentaries, and
I love a documentary.
Intellectuals talk about, and if you're intellectual, you like documentaries. Yet if you like reality TV, you're somehow less cultured, and it's like it's all the same. I mean, not really, but I do love it so much, and I'm just so excited to be hosting one of these award shows. Another childhood dream come true.
I mean, how can you not like My Strange Addiction? That show's gold.
Oh, that's my favorite. Oh my gosh. So have you seen, there was one where, you know, the things that, I have weird foods that I eat. So I understand how you can just like veer into something like, oh, I'll just try this liquid detergent.
Right.
It smells so good. And then that helps you deal with whatever abuse you suffered as a child. Like it's always, they're making up for something terrible that happened to them earlier on. And we like to judge it and be like, ooh, she's eating the stuffing out of her couch. But it's like, so would you if you had a dad like she did.
Yeah.
Or grew up the way, like, we all have coping mechanisms. Vaping is just as ridiculous as eating couch stuffing. So I love My Strange Addiction, and, you know,
My Strange Addiction, Hoarders.
I feel better about the things that I'm addicted to.
No, you're exactly right. My Strange Addiction, yeah. Hoarders, My 800-pound life, all that. TLC's just got a handle.
1,000-pound sisters. Like,
oh, yeah, they stepped it up to 1,000 pounds now.
That's like, What's that like to live like that? I think it's just, it makes you more empathetic as
a human being. Fascinating.
To watch other people's lives and how they might suffer or cope with different things, whether it's being on The Bachelor or being a 1,000-pound sister.
I know, I'm with you there. So let's hit one of the categories. Best mystery or crime series. We've got Catfish, Unsolved Mysteries, Tiger King, The Night Stalker, and Evil Lives Here. Ooh, that's pretty.
I've seen all of those except yes. Evil Lives Here. But I mean, crime series. I got to say The Night Stalker really was compelling. And I watched
wasn't
it all
that compelling?
But Tiger King, I think we forget how much of a cultural phenomenon that was.
Oh, yeah, that was a game changer.
I'm trying to write. When I host the awards, I'm going to give a big monologue and do stand up because I haven't done stand up on TV in so long. So I'm going to use this opportunity to do stand up, roast some of these shows. And it's really funny writing jokes right now about Tiger King because you go, oh, wait, yeah, there was that whole storyline about the boyfriend that was like on meth. I go, I forgot about that. I thought it was mainly about Carol Baskins and the like there was so much.
The one dude killed himself. And it's the gift that keeps on giving. There's a whole nother.
A lot of crimes.
But then like Tiger, what did I just read? Carol Baskin and her husband, Howard, were caught having a drone with the other dude that owns the animal sanctuary, and they actually busted them.
Really?
It like keeps going. I thought once they locked up Joe Exotic, that'd be it. But no, just the saga continues.
I loved that show because it just, for me, because I thought it let people really understand what these places are where you go and you pose with these tigers and get your Instagram photo or your Tinder photo where you look like a Saudi prince with a tiger. And it's like, these animals might be being abused. They might not be having the best life. So I think it kind of opened my eyes to that kind of thing. And so I think, I hope that animal rights people are still treating this as a crime issue.
No,
so yeah, there's just so much reality. It's like it runs the gamut, every category. I don't know how we're going to do Best Kiss like MTV is used to doing, but we'll see.
This is a fun show. I have to check it out. Congrats on it.
It's going to be really funny. That's all I can do with it is just like, I mean, the Oscars were funny this year. The Golden Globes were on Zoom. Like there's no more rules. Certainly the MTV awards are going to be crazy, and I want, as they should be, even though this is an unscripted celebrating unscripted content, it will be scripted, but I want moments to be unscripted.
Yeah.
I want to reinvent the MTV award show, which is already kind of like an anti-award show. So I'm very excited to host.
I like your style, Nikki. I'm looking forward to it. And
Thanks, Mario.
You've also got a daily podcast, the Nikki Glaser podcast. What do you talk about each day?
Oh, so I just love daily radio shows. You know, as a stand-up comedian, I was always on the road promoting my shows at different, like, you know, morning zoo type shows. I love Howard Stern. I love listening to the radio. I don't listen to, you know, podcasts in my car. I like check, like there's people I can join in on every day. So I made a daily podcast because I got offered this podcast position. I go, they said, do a weekly one. I go, no. Same money I want to do daily because I like being connected to people every day. I love the idea. I perform stand-up every night when the world is open. And when I was conceiving of the show, I had kind of already been through a long time of not doing stand-up every night. And I felt like, you know what? I might not even want to do stand-up every night when I get back to that life, when that world is available to me, because it's a young person's game being out every night on stage. And doing a daily radio show just allows me to be creative, do a little stand-up. I do the show from my apartment in St. Louis, Missouri, where I've lived since the pandemic.
Can't be
with
that.
My roommate, who's a 41-year-old man, who's my best friend. And we just talk about our personal lives, overshare in that way. But we also just talk about what's going on daily. You can hop in anytime. It's called the Nikki Glaser Podcast. You don't have to go through back episodes. Jump on in. We'll catch you up on inside jokes. But it's just a show you can count on Monday through Thursday to just have fun with, listen to, have on in the background. We're not doing any kind of like crime drama. So we're just going to be your friends every day. And it's just a joy. It will bring you happiness. The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Be sure to check it out. Good for you. Seems like a perfect platform. Love your energy. And listen, everyone, watch the MTV Movie and TV Awards Unscripted Ceremony going down on the 17th. Nikki Glaser will be hosting it. Thank you so much for checking in. It was a pleasure.
One more thing I have to tell you.
Okay,
Mario,
tell me.
Because I can't let this slide.
Tell me.
I was just telling my roommate, my podcast co-host, Andrew Collin. I was like, I'm talking to Mario. I go, I want to tell him so badly that one of my favorite lines, one of my favorite comedy lines that as a child watching it, I was like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard was said by you. So it was a scene where you wanted to go to Iowa for wrestling. You didn't want to tell your dad about it. Zach brings it up to your dad and is like, hey, tell him about Iowa. And you don't want to say it to your dad. So you're like, and he goes, What about Iowa, son? You go, Iowa, Zach, 10 bucks. And it was the best line. And I will never forget it. Any time anyone ever says Iowa, I always say, Iowa, Zach, 10 bucks. And that was you, man. And you're always with me.
I love you. I'm going to have to bring that line back. That's a total dad joke, ironically.
It's the best. It's so funny. And I think everyone needs to use it. And Iowa, that needs to be the Iowa, you know, on license plates, the state motto. Iowa, Zach, 10 bucks.
I owe you a big hug when I see you, Nikki Glaser. That was fun. Thank you. Congratulations. Hope to see you in person soon.
There's Rod Belding.
Oh, there's Rod Belding. That was good, Nichols. That's right. Oh, I remember that dude now. I remember that dude. I totally forgot.
He let you down on the rafting trip.
That's right. Oh, damn. Nichols was quick with it. There's Rod Belding. That's funny.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. On with Mario Lopez.